An hour before dark, the great walls of the atmosphere plant loomed suddenly before me, and with a sickening thud, I plunged to the ground before the small door which was withholding the spark of life from the inhabitants of an entire planet. Beside the door, a great crew of men had been laboring to pierce the wall, but they had scarcely scratched the flint-like surface, and now most of them lay in the last sleep from which not even air would awaken them. Conditions seemed much worse here than at Helium, and it was with difficulty that I breathed at all. There were a few men still conscious, and to one of these I spoke. "If I can open these doors, is there a man who can start the engines?" I asked.
"I can," he replied. "If you open quickly, I can last but a few moments more. But it is useless. They are both dead, and no one else upon Barsoom knew the secret of these awful locks. For 3 days, men crazed with fear have surged about this portal in vain attempts to solve its mystery."
I had no time to talk. I was becoming very weak, and it was with difficulty that I controlled my mind at all. But with a final effort, as I sank weakly to my knees, I hurled the 9 thought waves at that awful thing before me. The Martian had crawled to my side, and with staring eyes fixed on the single panel before us, we waited in the silence of death. Slowly, the mighty door receded before us. I attempted to rise and follow it, but I was too weak. "After it," I cried to my companion, "and if you reach the pump room, turn loose all the pumps. It is the only chance Barsoom has to exist tomorrow." From where I lay, I opened the second door, and then the third, and as I saw the hope of Barsoom crawling weakly on hands and knees through the last doorway, I sank unconscious upon the ground.